but I sent a text.
Yeah, I see it.
Well, no, it's under the. I'm here for you, brother.
Got it.
Even though you seem to like me.
If you do that laugh, it's not worth not doing. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Especially my buttons on the
Okay, we're back on record. We are going to go back to Ordinance 19.13. Ms. Burley has given us the material that was requested. Is there a motion to pull it from the table?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Barr. Thank you, Vice Mayor Williams. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? It has been pulled.
And the window.
Vice Mayor Williams, you have any questions looking at this?
I'm just trying to get through.
It is a lengthy document.
Pages.
Is this a question for the city manager, acting city manager? Is this a time-sensitive thing that has to be done tonight?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I didn't hear what you said.
Is this a time-sensitive thing that has to be decided tonight, or can we?
I don't believe we're going to lose anything by waiting a meeting, no. I think it's our turn to move. We have to approve the lease agreement to allow them to begin moving in. I'm not aware of any imminent or urgent need.
Okay, that was my question. Is it time sensitive?
I would encourage the attorney or anybody who knows differently to speak to that.
Mr. Albertson?
Yes.
Did you get a copy of the evaluation?
The appraisal?
The appraisal is what we're looking at.
The appraisal, yes. Okay.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. And for the listening public, that's what we're looking at. That's why there's so much silence. If you please bear with us. Vice Mayor Williams.
Thank you.
Question to the administration. What scenario are we looking for, evaluation scenario, in this report so we understand the lease process?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councilmember Vice Mayor Williams, I'm going to defer to the attorney on this question because she was more intricately familiar with that.
The highest one, valuation scenario number 3, years 4 and 5.
Number 3, correct? Right. The value number 3?
Yes, sir, on page 4 of 80. Six are for a sale. Number 1, 2, and 3 are for rent.
Do we just give them like that $30,000 subsidy?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Under 4.08-30C, did we follow the competitive bid process for this lease?
And you're referring to Bethel City Code, Vice Mayor Williams?
under that ordinance 4.08.030C.
Who are you directing your question to?
The administration.
Acting City Manager Howell.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Since I did not develop this project, I don't know what process was used. I would assume that we went through proper channels, but I am picking this up for the prior administration. And that's all I can say to that at this moment. So I do not know beyond that.
This is for the administration as well. Is there a way that you can find out before we vote on this? Because I think that's a valid point to make sure that that
code was followed. The attorney's indicating to me that she might be able to speak to that or
okay,
find
Ms.
out. So
Mrs.
I'll
Burley?
Kick that over to her. Thank you.
This did not. C has two sections in it. C says that the city council may, by ordinance, provide for the disposal of an interest to a person or an entity in furtherance of the development of local trade or industry without seeking competitive bids, but not for less than the current assessed value or the current appraised value, whichever is higher. This is for the full, in fact, the highest current assessed value.
And that's where this has fallen under.
This is C, as the Vice Mayor has stated.
Thank you. Vice Mayor Williams.
But if we use may, that means we don't have to. But if we went through the competitive process with allotment between NAP or Old Sammy's and Red Basket, we got more money for the competitive process compared to the non-competitive process of that land. So I always think the competitive process for land leases is in the favor of the city as people understand leasing options.
Mr. Howell.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Vice Mayor Williams, I agree with the spirit of what you're saying with regards to the city parcel, which was the old Nicholson's Pump House. There was interest by private sector individuals for that property, for private business. I think that this property has to do with public, nearly public sector, if not government. Remember, this is OEH. This is water treatment operators, water treatment training, water treatment equipment. It's stuff that generally benefits the community's water quality and the delta. So I think there's a slight difference there. And thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Mrs. Burley, is this a zoned public land?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, we would have to change this to general use.
To open it up to competitive private bids?
We technically, the other lot that the Vice Mayor refers to is also zoned as public lands, and we did it anyways. We have the ability to change it. We are still waiting on planning to do its part. We have made those requests. We are still waiting.
Is Is there any further discussion on the ordinance? I'll give you guys a few more minutes. Vice Mayor Williams.
Another question for the administration. So the lease is basically not collecting rent until they fix up the area and fix it to their point. And then after they fix it up, they start paying the rent, is my understanding.
If I may, Mr. Vice Mayor, they collect from, the rent is paid from day one. Under section of the rent, under the section of the rental period begins on July 1st. Obviously, that would have to be adjusted now because it's taken longer than anticipated. But the rental period is effective Article 2, Section 2.01 on page 2. Effective July 1st, 2019, tenant shall pay to landlord without deduction the amount of $1,600 per month.
Vice Mayor Williams.
But under 3.02 tenant improvement allowance, landlord agrees to provide tenant with a allowance of $35,000 subject to provisions set forth hereby, shall reimburse the tenant with all costs actually incurred by the tenant in connection with the tenant's work, which costs may include without limitation the cost of connecting engineering and design. So we're going to pay them $35,000 to bring that portion of property and land up to acceptable working environment.
Correct. As you noted in what you read, the building is currently uninhabitable. The estimate, as stated clearly in the documents that you have, estimates that it could be $24,000, and that is a low estimate. We put a cap on the amount of money that the tenant would be reimbursed and put strict conditions under which they would be reimbursed. It's not a guarantee that they would receive $35,000, and the rent clearly spells out how and under what circumstances they would be reimbursed. So in essence, they are, we are collecting the full rent and allowing no more than that amount to have the building brought to a habitable condition.
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Howell.
Thank you, sir.
I forgot your name. Switched from Forbes to Howell this week.
If indeed the tenant in this case did these repairs to the top of the allowance, we would get our, we would actually start receiving a profit, you know, somewhere into the backside of year two in the lease. So, it's just a little over $19,000 a year. As you can see in the appraisal, and if you walk by there, there's, you know, posts and pads that are not touching the building. The deck needs leveling. The paint is in tough condition. Instead of charging a lower amount for this, we're charging an optimal amount where they actually provide these repairs. And they have the capacity to do that, which is nice. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Howell. Mr. Charles?
Question on that. You know, the tenant might have the capability, but why not look to our own source, our own department, building maintenance department? Why can't we do our own work to make the building up to code so that we could start collecting rent on day one, which could be, what, August 1st maybe? It doesn't take much to level the building and paint the building and order a couple of Toyo stoves from the local vendors. No, it's probably take a week, at the most 2 weeks job for the city. Instead of paying the tenant $24,000, which we'll lose, and you know, not being able to make profit until next year. I mean, we're not collecting anything right now for that lot. It'll be a good thing. It'll be pretty much a win-win situation. Let's do the work ourselves. That's what I think.
Mr. Mayor, if I may respond to that.
Mr. Howell.
Thank you. Thank you, Councilmember Charles, to the mayor. building maintenance has a pretty thoroughly blocked out schedule for this summer for their construction projects. That includes the trail lighting, trail marking projects that we're working on, the fire station handicap ramp, the handicap ramp on the front of the city office here. I feel like they're pretty well tasked right now. The tenant does the work. They provide the receipts. We pay actual costs. No profit involved here. And the work gets done, and we get our building rented out. It's a really good deal. It doesn't tie up any city staff other than to basically collect and manage the financial aspects of it. And it is a win-win for us and for OEH or YK. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Hall. Vice Mayor Williams.
Thank you. A question to the administration. So why don't we go out to bid to repair the building before we lease it out to the tenant so we have costs and exact costs involved in that?
I think that if we went out to bid, we could probably get it up on the market here sometime in January or February. I mean, I think you're talking about, it's 45 to 60 days for bid. And then, you know, mobilizing construction crews and teams. The administration will do whatever the council, whatever this body desires. So we seek your direction, and we're excited to carry out the work that you direct us to do. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Howell, Mr. Barr. Mr. Forbes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It is also worth pointing out, though, that this building is currently empty, and we have a tenant who is willing to do work on the building to make it inhabitable, and is just asking for reimbursement. They'll pay us rent, and it's for remember correctly from what I read in the packet, it's OEH is going to use it for some of their maintenance operations. Like, I don't think we need to, this isn't some like sought after piece of grand property, or this isn't some like big extravagant facility. This is kind of an old tired building that YKHC is asking, like, hey, can we rent this? And so I think going out to bid is a waste of city resources, is a waste of all of administration's time. I think this lease agreement as proposed is a good way for the council to just quickly get this done for YKHC. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Forbes. Vice Mayor Williams.
I move that we ask administration to go out to bid for the repair of that building and ask the administration to come back with those bids. Under $24,000.
There is a motion. Is there a second? We have a motion on the floor. Is there a second? Hearing no second, the motion fails. Further discussion on the ordinance.
Mr. Mayor, I call for the vote.
Call the question. The question has been called. Is there a second? Second. All in favor of calling the question, raise your hand. Mr. Albertson, are you in favor of calling the question?
I'm raising my hand.
Thank you, sir. The question has been called. Roll call vote, please.
Roll call vote on the adoption of ordinance 1913. I had to catch myself up here real quick.
You're good. I'm sorry.
That's good. Councilmember Joan Gordon.
Yes.
Still trying to catch myself up here.
You're good, Lori. I apologize.
Councilmember Robertson.
Yes.
Vice Mayor Williams.
No.
Councilmember Barr.
Yes.
Councilmember Charles.
Yes.
Councilmember Forbes.
Yes.
Mayor Watson.
Yes. So the ordinance is adopted by a vote of 6-1, Vice Mayor Williams in opposition. Thank you for that information, Mrs. Burley. Moving on. So we're moving on to new business. Item 10.1, introduction of budget ordinance 1911, parentheses A, amending the fiscal year 2020 budget to fund the paving of the Ridgecrest Drive pump house access, brought forth by Acting City Manager Howell. Is there a motion to introduce?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Barr. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Charles? Mr. Barr?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would defer to Acting City Manager William Howell.
The third.
Mr. Howell?
The third.
Excuse me, I'm just pulling it up here. So this, thank you, Mr. Mayor. this budget modification was part of a special meeting that was called, I think, on the 3rd of July. And
didn't happen, did it?
And so there's a couple more items on here than the asphalt under this budget modification. So there's a number of things here. With regards to the asphalt, though, we have a project that has been bid. It's completed. There was $210,000, I believe, for a total of $210,000 in two separate accounts. There was $210,000 for road crossings of Third Avenue to extend our Avenues Water Project across Third Avenue in towards the Longhouse in that area, AT&T building. And then there was an additional $210,000 for crossing Ridgecrest into the avenues. We were able to secure those projects for much less than the two separate accounts that were $210,000 each. So we're asking to transfer that money, $35,000 basically from each the surplus from each of those accounts. And it's not the total surplus. We've still left $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 bucks in each of those accounts for any kind of contingency contingencies. But so we're asking to move $70,000 into a new capital account to allow us to do improvements on the Asha Heights water treatment plant. Those improvements include the paving of the driveway surface area that will currently now, since the paving is occurring, have an inlet and an outlet. So the area that wouldn't be paved is the areas directly under the water fills. And so we were concerned with excessive erosion of the rocks and the gravel that had just been put in by Kinnick, and also destruction of the inlet and outlet because it won't be paved and it'll have the water trucks driving over it constantly. So this was our answer to that. That particular piece of the project is just a little under $22,000. The remaining funds in this account would be used to install fencing, as we've been directed to do, around the back of the Asha Heights water plant, possibly put in a credit card acceptor on the building, and then other things at the and other repairs that can be done in and around the Asha Heights water plant. So those funds are being transferred out of another account, won't be used for anything else. In addition, this budget mod also has, because of the loss of the attorney, we're asking to move some funds into the administration department from the city attorney's office into administration. And that's back at the top of this budget modification. So we're asking to increase the amount budgeted in admin from $5,000 to $50,000. That would take $45,000 out of the attorney's budget for legal while we search for an attorney. And then also put an additional $10,000 into the city clerk's office as well for legal. Feel free to chime in if I'm wrong, Lori. Okay. And then lastly, would like to increase the it also covers a budget modification to the leave cash out to cover the attorney's leave cash out upon her retirement or departure. And then finally, an increase into the we are advertising the planner's wages for the vacant planner position at between 85 and 102. So this would give us the full range of the current Title III pay matrix for the future planner. That money at this point is being requested as coming from our reserves or our general fund. So an additional $28,000 into the planning for wages and benefits, so that we can get a new planner with the requisite qualifications that we're seeking. And that is this budget modification in a nutshell. And mind you, some of this is tied to the sole source discussion that we should be having tonight as well about utilizing Kinnick's construction services as a sole source. So that'll be before you tonight as well. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
The budget modification C, net change to city attorney's office. Do you mean planning office?
I can make that correction.
Yep. Yeah, she can make that change. Mr. Howell, you had mentioned the under the budget mod C with the planning department, it's going to be a range from 85 to 102, not advertising at 102?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. That's correct. We are currently advertising that position at a range of 85 to 102 and change DOE or DOQ. So,
thank you, sir. Any questions for the administration on this budget mod? I think I had discussed with this Mr. Howell on the Ridgecrest Bethel Heights water treatment facility. We're going to be responsible for that. That's not as well as Ridgecrest whole for the pavement. What resources do we have to maintain all of Ridgecrest, and specifically this treatment facility that's going to be drenched with water every day, 30 times a day, with our our temperatures to where they're going, and we're on permafrost, so obviously it's going to crack and heave, and you know when water gets into cracks, it expands when it freezes. What resources do we have to maintain to, as much as we can, slow that process? If any, or would that be something contracted because we don't? I'm just looking forward ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think that the city, as far as maintaining these asphalt surfaces, I think the direction we've taken it is to basically have them repaved on a semi-regular or somewhat infrequent basis. But what we can do in the meantime to preserve these surfaces, and what I'll direct my building maintenance and road maintenance folks to do, is to basically seal the asphalt like we've done at the fire station ever since I started there, fill the cracks with hot tar, and then you can do cold patch on that asphalt, when and if there is a hole that's formed. I kind of get a sense of where you're going, like, maybe asphalt in this location isn't the best answer. I'm more concerned with improving the road surface at the inlet and outlet, and I feel like putting asphalt down in this area will help to keep that from breaking out quite so quickly, where eventually it will actually get into the road surface itself. And this is a I don't think any road solution is perfect or necessarily even adequate in the Bethel area. We're always going to be fighting that. I think my experience with asphalt is it's really, really good for, a few good years, and then we start kind of seeing it crumble and having issues with it. I think that's just the way it is all around. I can and would be happy to direct our public works director to look at the concept of a system or a setup similar to what we have at the city subwater plant, where you have an expanded metal type drainage area set right directly beneath the truck so that no water can accumulate. I think that would probably be the ultimate solution. But at this point, I think, in an effort to preserve the inlet and outlet road beds, I think would be an adequate solution, and it's $21,000. I think it'd be a good stopgap. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, I might advise just keeping an eye on the condition, whoever takes over, whether it be you or somebody else, of that, because as we know, water kills everything, and guess what comes out of the water facility. So. Any further question or comments on the ordinance? Vice Mayor Williams?
I defer to Mr. Barr.
Mr. Barr?
I was going to call for the question.
You calling for the question? Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, so is a call for the question? Is there a second? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Nay.
Nay. Nay? Yeah. Yes? The question is called 5-2. Vice Mayor Williams and myself in opposition. So, all those in favor of introduction of Ordinance 1911, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Is that an A?
No. There just needs to be corrections to the numbers that somebody didn't allow me to correct.
So that's an A? Question's been called.
Clarification on their general fund. You're increasing your general fund by 89,000.
The question's been called.
Well, I'm pointing clarification because your ordinance is wrong.
Okay.
But it's still wrong if you don't give it to the people.
Let me, Ms. Vice Mayor Williams, just I'm going to refer to our parliamentarian real quick here, if you don't mind.
So the motion passed and the ordinance is done.
Yes.
So I understood the action.
Yes, it has been introduced. It's going to have to wait till the next.
Yeah. Reconsider.
Unless there is a
motion to reconsider.
There is a motion to reconsider. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. All those in favor of reconsidering, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Those opposed?
Nay.
Aye.
Reconsider is passed 4-3 in opposition, where Mr. Barr, Mr. Albertson, and Mr. Forbes.
So
back on the ordinance introduction.
So the ordinance should be amended under the last general fund issue, where the general fund is increased to $89,601.
Where you at, Vice Mayor Williams?
After the end of net changes to city attorney's office, there should be a line item to general fund changes. That's not part of that ordinance. And it's increased by 89,601 and decreased by $70,440 with a net increase to the general fund of $19,161.
Where are you at?
It should be a line item under the change of the city attorney's office saying how much the increase of general fund to the increase under budget modification D for general fund.
Okay.
So that everybody understands what the increase to the general fund will be and the decrease at the same amount, so that it is understood that you're doing, because the next portion should be the same on where you're increasing and decreasing as you have zero. Make sense?
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Howell.
I don't disagree with Mr. Williams that there may be some inaccuracy here. I would just seek your direction to just send this to my finance department to have it all clarified before our next meeting and corrected. And the reason I say that is because we have capital funds in the mix here as well. And I honestly, after Thor very astutely pointed this out, I'm not sure where we're at right now. So he always makes valuable points, and I think I need to take another look at that.
Is this going to affect the paving with this two-week delay? I don't know if that's time sensitive.
You need a special meeting?
I delay because it would still have the public hearing on the 23rd.
And that would push it back. Okay. I withdraw my question, sir.
You're dropping your question?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
The answer was no.
Mr. Mayor, was there an answer to the question?
Yeah, the answer is no. It wouldn't cause a delay.
Starting the project.
Okay, thank you.
Do you need a motion to direct the city manager to have the finance director look at this? No? Okay.
No.
Thank you.
Needs to be amended to meet that back.
Huh?
Nothing. Mr. Mayor, and just a point of clarification with Vice Mayor Williams, what you're looking for is a separate item that basically shows the total net changes to whatever funds were hit. Basically, a summary.
Right. So there should be a line underneath the increase of general fund. Is this amount with the decrease of this with the actual bottom line of this increase to that fund? Because we're not zero.
All right. I if anything, that is a typo by administration. I mean, the amounts, I think, were provided here in good faith to the to the council.
It just needs to be so that layman can read it and understand.
So, I would hope that wouldn't stop.
That would be updated by the next one, I guess, is what we're doing, Laurie?
That would be my other question.
Okay.
Would you still be able to introduce it?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Definitely, yes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Any further discussion? All right. Let's go back to the vote. All those in favor of introduction of Ordinance 1911, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? We have introduced Ordinance 1911. Moving on to the next item. Give me a minute, guys.
I move to adopt action memorandum 1938.
Okay, so that is the next item on the agenda. Direct administration to sign the grant agreement from the State of Alaska Village Safe Water Program in order to receive $124,500 in project grant funds for the city cash and in-kind match of $25,500. To pay costs associated with the replacement of sewer pipe heat tracing brought forth by Acting City Manager Howell. We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Barr. Mr. Vice Mayor Williams.
Just point of clarification, where is the funds of the $25,500 going to come from? It says to be announced. Or to be determined.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, if I may.
Mr. Howell.
Through the Mayor, Vice Mayor Williams, my understanding of this project is there is no out-of-pocket cash by the City of Bethel, that Village Safe Water is accepting lodging within a city facility for the workers, and in-kind services provided by your utilities maintenance to assist with some of the demo work leading up to the installation of the new heat trace. So there is no out-of-pocket city funds. It is use of our transient lodging and then services provided by our workers. And that will cover the entire $25,500. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Howell, in your summary statement, it does state and cash match on your second paragraph. So we're providing $25,000 and $500 with in-kind services?
That is my understanding. And that's what I received when I was briefed on this project. Our grants manager drew this up for me and has been working directly on this project. And my understanding is that it is all in-kind, yes. That's what I've been informed. You'll also notice, I know that information seems to be conflicting.
In a second, amount two. In kind services.
if you would like to table this until the next meeting, that'd be fine with me, and I can get better information. My understanding when I was briefed last week was that it was all in kind, and this is a little confusing, honestly.
Vice Mayor Williams?
I would just ask the administration to write it up in his report, mayor's report, the final action, so we can move forward.
I will write a note to do that right now. Thank you, Mr. Williams. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Further discussion on the action memorandum. Hearing none. All those to approve action memorandum 1938, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Action memorandum 1938 passes unanimously. Moving on to the next item. Introduction of budget ordinance. Never mind. I'm behind myself here.
Program.
Where am I?
I move to adopt action memorandum 1939.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Mayor Williams. Approve Connect Construction as a sole source provider of hot mix asphalt paving services for the period of July 1, 2019 to September 30, 2019, brought forth by City Acting City Manager Howell.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Mr. Vice Mayor Williams.
As stated.
I'm sorry?
As stated in the action memorandum.
Okay. Mr. Barr?
No debate. Thank you, Your Honor.
Any further discussion? Mr. Albertson?
I guess I would ask the city manager to just give an overview for the listening public.
Thank you. Mr. Howell?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Council Member Albertson. The project is, as described here in these documents that are provided, is to pave to repave the entirety of the fire station heavy vehicle access area. A small portion of the turnaround for that access area next to the city office, the front of the city office, the side of the city office, and a small portion in the water fill area at the Asha Heights water plant. We seek a sole source approval from the council tonight for all these projects because it does exceed the $200,000 in the city code, where generally we have to go out to bid for something exceeding that. And excuse me, it's $100,000 for construction. In Bethel, do not have another asphalt supplier or competitor available to use at this point in time. The mobilization costs alone to get an asphalt plant into our region is hundreds of thousands of dollars. Because Kinnick Construction is already here, already has the asphalt plant, and they're doing other state work and city work, we're able to use them at a much discounted rate over going out to bid and hiring from someone out of town, and hiring another asphalt provider. And so that's why we're asking for a sole source on this. I believe the project in its entirety is in the neighborhood of $500,000 for all those projects. And we would like to start this work. If we have the sole source approval, the Kinnick would be authorized to we'd have to work on any of the contract issues, but we'd be able to give them the go to start preparing to work tomorrow. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Hill. Further questions or discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor of action memorandum 1939, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Action Memorandum 1939 is approved unanimously. Moving on to the next item, Action Memorandum 1940, City Attorney Recruitment Process, brought forth by myself. Is there a motion to approve? Thank you, Mr. Forbes. Who is second? Thank you, Mr. Barr. Mr. Forbes.
Thank you. So I'll go ahead and so as this is presented, like as written, is this is to go with the an outside recruitment firm, which I think is the best bet for you, because there is quite a bit of difference between a city manager and a city attorney versus a you know, I don't want to single anybody out, but like a, you know, a maintenance worker at the city. You know, we have a you know, a lot of our skilled positions here at the city. We have a great pool of local candidates, people with CDLs, things like that. City managers, city attorneys, not quite the same crop of talent here in Bethel. And so I see great value in us using an outside recruitment firm, and would support passing this action memorandum as written. So thank you.
Mr. Barr.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would concur with Mr. Mayor on his choice of using GovHR to assist in the recruitment of the city manager, or I'm sorry, the city attorney. So thank you for that, Mr. Mayor.
Further discussion or questions? You know, I was the one that introduced this. I just have a question, maybe for the city attorney administration. We had approved government HR to hire for the current vacant city manager position. We have to do the same thing, go out to a bid for hiring process for the separate position, or is this okay to do it this way? I don't know. I'm asking the question.
I don't either, because I wasn't involved in the first one, so I don't know the dollar amount that was used. I had a little bit of involvement. I shouldn't say that, but I didn't have a heavy involvement, so I don't really know the full dollar amount on whether we've exceeded the figure to where it needed to be open, but I have 100% confidence in the city clerk. I know that she would have looked at it very carefully and would have followed it.
Okay, so I'll ask the city clerk.
Yeah, actually, we're using the procurement clause that would allow the council to hire directly for their own services, and we did go through a thorough bid process with the initial HR Gov. Which was very clearly outlined in a resolution that authorized the council to use them and their contract term. So having already reached out to a number of different local, state of Alaska agencies, as well as national agencies, and gone through a bid process just a month ago, the council has full authority for our code to go ahead and piggyback on that contract with GovHR.
Awesome. Thank you, Lori.
You're welcome.
Further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor of approving Action Memorandum 19-40, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Action Memorandum 1940 is approved. Moving on to the next item, Action Memorandum 1941, authorizing administration, the city attorney's office, and the city clerk's office to utilize a service agreement with Jermaine Dunnigan and AMP Owns PC in place for legal services, brought forth by Vice Mayor Williams. Is there a motion to approve?
Move. Go ahead.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Barr. Thank you, Vice Mayor Williams. Mr. Barr.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As the maker of the action memorandum, I would defer to Vice Mayor Williams.
Thank you, Vice Mayor Williams.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As the seconder of this motion or this action memorandum, it was to help in the direction of the administration and help guide us through this change time to outline who the person is that we will look at utilizing until the hiring of our next city attorney. So I would recommend that any further work would be given to Mr. Gotti for any future needs of legal issues to allow our present city attorney to complete her work that she has on her table already.
Didn't I just approve it?
Thank you. Any discussion or questions?
That's the same thing. Yeah, they approved it.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, what's the question?
I don't know. I just wondered if you had something. I don't know if you're discussing this.
We're discussing a separate matter.
Okay.
You're on the attorney's recruitment
yes.
right now. Yeah,
yes.
we're on a separate matter.
Okay, thank you, sir.
We're on the
utilizing
Jermaine Dunnigan and Owens for attorney services in the transition of the resignation.
Understood.
I have a question. I don't know if this would be, he's agreed to this, or is that we're agreeing to contact him? And he says yes, then we go ahead and do it.
He has provided the city notice that he would be willing to assist us in our
okay.
transition.
Thank you, Lori. Any further questions or discussion? Okay, hearing none. All those in favor, action and referendum 19-41, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Thank you, Mr. Albers. Any opposed? Action Memorandum 1941 passes unanimously. Moving on to the next item, Action Memorandum 1942, Direct Administration. To
move
youth.
Action Memorandum 1942.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Mr. Vice Mayor Williams.
It looks like we're going out to bid for getting the cost of
Thank you, Vice Mayor Williams. Mr. Barr?
No further debate. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Barr. Any further discussion? Mr. Jung Jordan?
I'll make sure you did turn it off.
I do.
Yes.
I have thought that the lower.
Like I told you,
then item number 3.
They know that.
950M wheel loader? I don't know. Would you like to speak, Mrs. Burley?
Yeah. So unfortunately, Mr. Howell and I did not cross paths this week, and I know that normally we have really good dialogue because he's really a stickler on following the rules. So here is unfortunately where our not crossing paths this week has led to some confusion. This reads as though this was interpreted by Vice Mayor Williams as though we are going to participate in joint bidding. Administration sees this as they get to piggyback off an outside company that has done the bidding. So I think there's a lot of confusion as to how this is going to work. In my opinion, this is premature, this AM. Under 1.10, we get to piggyback off another agency. Under 2.0, we get to participate when these larger companies go out and solicit. I don't believe that we're going to go solicit with another larger company. I think it is the administration's hope to use a larger company's buying power, if that is allowable under our code, and bring that back. So they're trying to be proactive and do things right under the code. And I know Mr. Howell has all authority to correct me if I'm wrong, because I know he's trying very hard to do things by the book.
Mr. Mayor, may I?
Yes, Mr. Howell.
To Patty's point, There's two things at play here. And so under the purchasing code 422.10, it allows for the city to act to enter into joint purchasing agreements with other divisions of government. So that would be cities, towns, and states, and the federal government. So if I want to buy a new fire engine and Anchorage Fire Department bought a similar product, I could use their contract to buy it so that the city could forego the cost of a 45 to 60 day long bid process. So there's that. And the second component of this is that in these joint purchases, we are required to obtain the permission of council for any purchase over $50,000. And that's in 422.10 as well. And so our effort here is to maximize the efficiency of your time, to put as many things forward in a group as possible. The joint purchasing contracts that we plan on using have not been selected for all of these items yet, but we would be complying with city code in the selection of those purchasing contracts. A number of the contracts, there's a huge degree of vetting that goes into this to make sure that we're doing the right thing. And so my intention is basically to get your approval to use, and it's actually not even council approval. It's under my authority as manager, but it's to get your approval to use joint purchasing for these over $50,000 that is in your purview. And then I would get all of these contracts, these joint contracts for these purchases, approved with the attorney's office to make sure they were fully vetted and legit. And then if we couldn't find those joint contracts for a given item, then we would just simply kick that back out to the RFP and bid process. So there'd be no harm, no foul kind of situation there. I suspect we'll be able to find joint purchasing agreements for both of these. And if you look in the summary of the action memorandum, it actually kind of gives you a list of different contracts we might use, whether they're DOT contracts, Sourcewell contracts, NASPO contracts. It doesn't really matter. It's something we're allowed to do within the code, and it saves the city a ton of time and money. Not to mention the fact that most of the time they get better pricing because they're larger buying groups. So to that end, I thank attorney for her comments and thoughts. And we just plan to work in accordance with the code to do this the right way. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Howell. Mrs. Jung Jordan.
Which item?
Item number 3, 950M wheel loader.
Oh, the track loader for 200. Which one's the 200?
5,000?
Yeah.
That's number 3.
Okay. Sorry.
950M wheel loader.
Is that right?
Mr. Mayor?
Whichever one was 260.
I believe one loader, she is correct. There was a loader in the road maintenance budget, if I recall correctly during budget time, that the council did strike. This loader is, I believe, the one being bought by the dump, or was that one eliminated as well? Okay. I will put a note to check on that, and I'll put it in my manager report as to the disposition of that. That's not a problem. But if it's not in the budget, clearly we wouldn't purchase it. Yeah. We're moving a lot of paper here, so I apologize for any of these discrepancies. There's a lot of moving parts here. Thank you for your flexibility on that. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Howell. Any further questions? I'm just concerned about the I'm hearing two different things. So, Mr. Hall, what you're saying is we can, let's say for the end dump truck, if somebody was contracting, buying that in their government agency, or we can actually use them in their bid or whatever, I'm kind of...
That's a great question, Mr. Mayor, and you're right on track. So if you had, let's say the city of Nepakiak bought a new end dump or whatever item you cited there, and they did a normal request for bids, they posted it for 20 or 30 days or whatever the requirements are, and they advertised it in enough periodicals, and they give people enough time, and they had a fair process that's part of their ordinance, we could get all of their bid documents and look at them and say, yes, this meets the same exact procedure. It either meets or exceeds the city of Bethel's purchasing procedure for a bid. Then we could, if it met all of those requirements, utilize another municipality's bid process, yes. And we could use it to purchase items for the city of Bethel.
But it would have to meet our bid time frame as well. If theirs was shorter, we couldn't use it.
That's absolutely correct. So there's no wiggle room. They would have to meet or exceed the city of Bethel's bidding requirements. And we actually, when we make bids under joint purchases, which I did with our ladder truck, I did with the fire engine, the 2013 Rosenbauer, we did it with the newest ladder truck, we did it with both ambulances. If they did not meet those benchmarks in our purchasing code, we would absolutely reject it and not use it. And we would, if we couldn't find one that met our requirements, we'd eventually go out to the normal bid process as we always do. The benefit here, once again, is it saves us a ton of time and money. And if we use something like a NASPO contract, something that's used by the state of Alaska, in fact, generally speaking, we save a lot of money as well because they're part of a much larger purchasing group. And so they can bargain for much lower prices with these vendors.
Any further questions, comments?
Just another point, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Howell.
I have brought purchasing documents into the farmer manager's office and run them past the city attorney and got denied. So this is something that's actually fairly routine for us and part of the inner workings of admin that happens all the time. This is routine and business as usual for us. What is a little unusual is that we're bringing you so many at once to kind of clear the slate and not piecemeal it into you. So that was the effort by my team to make it a little more efficient.
Thank you, Mr. Hull. Further questions or comments? Hearing none. All those in favor of approving action memorandum 19-4-2 signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Action member 1940 passes unanimously. Next item, information 1907. Information memorandum 1907 passed on a consent agenda. Going on to the mayor's report. We've got a letter from AML that I'd like to discuss. And it's on the packet. Basically, it's a summary statement from the executive director, Nils Anderson. You can read it in detail by going to the website. I'm sorry? Are you reading the report?
Mr. Mayor, is this because...
let me get back to it.
The community of...
Yes. I think it was
Silla.
I don't know. I don't know if it was one of them that withdrew. Yeah.
Right.
And that's huge for AML. to have such a big player withdraw. Any further questions?
Nope.
Moving on to the next item, City Manager's Report. Mr. Howell.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. been a very busy couple weeks here in the City Manager's office. Met with ONC solid waste folks, and they're going to be working with the city on developing or talking about solid waste plans with us. I did have a little bit of more information. We had that lift station control discussion at the last meeting. There was an additional $48,000 that, and that is in my manager report, that had to do with the management of that project that we did not know what that would cost until after all those documents were in. That comes directly out of the Village Safe Water grant, so there's no expense to the city there. I thought that was worth mentioning. All reports are in. You got the DCRA report. I'm working a little better on getting some finance reports to you guys timely. Very interesting person came into the city manager's office, a gentleman named Al Gross. He's running for U.S. Senate as an independent. I had a good talk with him about his platform and the things he thinks. It was unfortunately incredibly short. We're still looking for a police chief, city attorney, a planner. So those things are moving forward. Great meeting with the school district and the police department regarding school crimes and how to record statistics for that. And I'm helping planning on a daily basis with site plans. I get a lot of calls as to whether or not we're doing site plans. We still are. So I've been learning a lot about our own code as we work through that. But pretty much business as usual over the last few weeks. And I look forward to your comments and thoughts and emails and text messages. Thank you for all that, guys. And we just keep working. Hot summer, enjoying a few days off. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Howell. Any questions for the acting city manager? Mrs. Jung Jordan.
Parents live out there, and they said that it was graded maybe last week or a week and a half ago, and it was good, and then it got really bad again. So we have somebody to look into grading that again.
Thank you, Councilmember Jordan. Have they been noticing a large amount of truck traffic on the road lately? Is there a dust issue as well?
I think so.
Okay. I'll look into it. Thank you.
Any further questions, comments? I'm Mr. Howell. I'm looking at the finance director report, and that's on page, whatever page it is. It says that the fiscal year 19 audit field work is scheduled for November. I imagine that's a start date. But under city code, the audit should be completed within 100 days to the city council. I know it's a different date to have it from an auditor.
So, Mr. Mayor, so are you referring to the 100 days prior to the due date for the audit?
No.
Does that November date conflict with that? I'm not clear on what you're asking.
We have a city code that says the the audit will be completed within 100 days of the close of the fiscal year, I believe.
Okay.
To the city council. You may want to look into that, and I know that was a big issue. And there's two different due dates. One is the outside auditor, and one is, I think this one is our internal. But I'm not for positive. So,
Mr. Mayor, would a schedule of like a table with a schedule of what it's supposed to look like and what our schedule is help you? So you could. I'll get something to the council, maybe in my manager report that shows look at, you what our schedule is and what the deadlines are.
Yeah, I think it's 100 days after the close of the fiscal year. I remember correctly. Any further questions or comments for the city manager? I'll give you a minute to look over the stuff. Moving on to the city clerk's report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So for the public, we will have our candidacy filing packets available the first part of August. So we are just less than a month away from people being able to at least start to fully consider applying for the four vacant city council seats. Additionally, my office certified a local option petition for alcohol yesterday and will be presented with a ballot proposition to place a local option question on the October election ballot. And I anticipate by Tuesday of next week certifying a local option marijuana petition. And the council will, like the alcohol ordinance, be presented with a marijuana local option ordinance for their July 23rd meeting. Our code requires that all ballot propositions be presented and approved by council by August 16th for placement on the October election. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Lori. Any questions for the city clerk?
30.
Hearing none. Moving on to item number 12, council member comments. We'll start with Mr. Forbes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to go ahead and just take this time to briefly, mainly for the listening public, I'm sure people have been somewhat following the news about our state budget situation and what some of the ill-thought-out and disastrous cuts that Governor Dunleavy has proposed to the state operating budget. That'll just wreck all kinds of things in our rural communities, including public safety, healthcare, education, and all kinds of things. So I'd like to encourage folks to, if they haven't already, call their legislators. So our Senators Lyman Hoffman, who is now the House or the Senate Majority Leader, since the Senate Majority Leader decided not to show up in Juneau. So congrats to Lyman Hoffman. And then our representative is Tiffany Zolkowski. Obviously, though, you're not precluded from contacting representatives and senators who you are not a constituent of, and so I'd encourage you, if you have strong feelings either way, to contact those elected officials, because we're talking about some really unprecedented cuts to the state budget and the services that the state provides, especially to our rural communities. So I'd encourage people to reach out about that. The legislature has a deadline of Friday of this week to act on overriding any of those vetoes. So the state legislature's website has a really handy contact tool. So you can contact all the legislators through that. Their office phone numbers and emails have been pretty widely circulated on social media, though, too. So I just encourage people to stay involved, even if you don't, even if you're not a politics person, if you don't like politics. I'm sure you can find somewhere in these $440 million worth of vetoes that affect you and your life on some level. So I would encourage you to be involved, even if you aren't a politics person. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ford. Mr. Charles.
No comments, Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you. I would just like to encourage everybody with this heat wave we've got going on to look out for each other and especially look out for the elders. Check on them. Make sure they're okay in this weather. It gets over 100 degrees in my house, and I can imagine what they're feeling. So check on your elders. Check on your grandparents and your parents. Be a good idea. Mrs. Jung-Jordan?
I just wanted to say also check on your dogs and make sure they have plenty of water and that they're keeping cool. That's all I have. Thank you.
Vice Mayor Williams.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Again, yes, I iterate, keep your dogs out of your cars. Don't leave the windows open. It bakes humans and dogs, leaving them in cars when this heat is on. And it's very non-productive. Moving forward, just to let the council remind the council, it's 4.04.090 audit, and it's 150 days from the end of the fiscal year. So we are starting now day number 141. So that's the municipal code under audits. Again, I'd like to thank the city attorney for her years of service to the community and hope her well-being in the future. And hopefully we will continue to move forward as a council. So I look forward to continuing to work for the people of our community. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Mayor Williams. Mr. Barr.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Sometimes when we come to the end of some of these meetings, I feel like Jimmy Fallon during Friday nights with my thank you notes. So I would just like to say thank you to the State Emergency Services responding along with the fire department to a tragic event at the airport. That was a pretty scary scenario, and fortunately nobody succumbed to any tragedies. So thank you for that. Thank you to the fire department, and thank you for the state airport emergency services. You guys do a fantastic job. Sometimes you are the unsung heroes of a lot of things. So thank you for that, and that's all I have. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Barr. Mr. Albertson.
Nothing from me tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Albertson. Moving on, executive session. Mr. Forbes.
I move to go into executive session for matters the immediate, in accordance with AS 4462.310(c)(1), matters the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect upon the finances of the city, Haroldson subdivision. Present will be, it's called back to City Manager Howell, City Attorney will be present, and the City Clerk will also be present, I'm assuming. Yeah, cool.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
I'd like to take this time to ask council members if there's anybody that has a potential conflict with this executive session. Mrs. Jung-Jordan?
Yes, I would just like to declare a possible conflict due to the fact that I own property out in that area and I have a business.
You have a significant interest, financial interest. Yeah. I agree. Thank you for that. So you'll be excused from this executive session.
I believe I can be fair and impartial.
I understand, but so Councilwoman Jung-Jordan will be excused from this executive session. Okay, is there a motion to all those in favor of going to executive session signify saying aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
We are going to executive session. Thank you, Carol.
Oh, I got a headache.
Hey, Leif, or excuse me, Councilmember Robertson.
I will give you a call back on a different phone, okay?
You want
to okey-dokey.
Do you want me to call your cell phone, or are you on a landline?
Cell phone.
Okay, thanks.